also might need extras build boxes, and we're gonna make way for community members to give away boxes so that they can be moved to the co-location system in Arizona possibly and get things building there.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
What we did decide is that we're not going to let the absence of a firm plan for precisely how we're going to build for every arch to prevent us from moving forward. And later, if we decide that the right thing to do is to purchase new arch boxes for the build system, that's fine. Or if we get them from the community, that's fine. Or if we, if someone can steal them without getting caught, that's fine. No, it does that. But we'll worry about that when it comes.
Yeah. And as long as there's community involvement and requests by the community to have a certain architecture, I think Red Hat has agreed that they'll try their best to actually get into the build farm. So yeah, we might actually see Spark again. I say that with Spot and Peter being here.
Or not.
quick thing.
Yes?
The build server module is being created in CVS. That doesn't mean we actually have a build server for extras. So that's a minor assumption.
We have the hardware.
We have our hardware done.
Right, we do not have the actual
system. And we also have our human build system sitting here, Seth Vidal. we also decided that Fedora and Arena.com should be, the website should be revamped a bit, so we haven't really decided what we're going to revamp it with, but there is a team tasked with getting this to look better.
Yeah.
Maybe the wiki at fedoraproject.org looks good, we might move that, or...
The most important part about that is that we realize that the content that is there is either horribly outdated, or wrong, or doesn't exist where it should exist. So the larger lesson here is that we understand that that is a problem, and one of the very near-term tasks is going to be to go through fedora.redhat.com, make sure that the content there is in some way representative of reality, and make that an authoritative site that you can go to and get an understanding of the things that are fixed and true, and then the things that are unfixed and malleable will be maintained on the wiki for now at fedoraproject.org. And going forward, we'll figure out whatever strategy seems best as we move forward.
We talked about having packaging guidelines. Some want single spec files to go across all Fedoras and all RHELs. We don't really have packaging guidelines yet, but Spot here has been brave enough to accept the task of creating good packaging guidelines to make everyone happy. So we should all give him a hand too!
I do Spark, I knew that before.
He's gonna work alongside Paul Nazareth, so they're both doomed together.
Yeah.
Okay. We have goals, and some of them you'll see real soon now, like the build system for extras at CVS may work or may not work, will be there soon. And we want to make it so easy that each developer can have their own little sandbox in our sandbox build system. You should be able to just check it out and build packages and expect it to work, just like how the build system, the main extra systems use. This is the eventual goal. Doesn't mean it's going to work the moment it hits CVS, but we welcome code contributions, I'm sure. Right, we need the extra system to be trackable for security reasons, and we talked about virtualization possibly. Didn't get much further, but there'll be a whole bunch of people that decide how this happens soon. And there'll also be regular meetings with the relevant people, and all meeting minutes will be available on the website. Apparently we're also going to be posting this to a relevant mailing list, so you can comment about the meeting minutes. So we are definitely going to communicate. So we've been bad at doing this for the last 2 years, one and a half or so. We're definitely going to improve communication. It's our major big goal. So action items. We are getting a build system, one way or the other. There will be, with the help of people like Michael here, further internal Red Hat acceptance for things like resources and scheduling so that the community knows and there won't be any blind spots. And Greg's going to be the liaison for most of this, so yay to Greg. The leadership document is going to be rewritten to to include some things that we discussed, which will come out in the next slide or so. Databases and Bugzilla automation of sorts to automate how packages get approved, how they enter the extras tree, what state they're in, basically workflow management. Dave Lawrence is going to work alongside Enrico Scholes.
Yes, some of these action items are very immediate, and some of them are, let's put together a project to figure out how it is that we go through the long path of figuring out what we need to have in the long-term path project.
But the state of that project is going to be something that you can expect to see documented. So instead of it being an unnamed project with no people accountable for it and no information about it, it is going to be published, and there are going to be standing meetings where members of the steering committee actually do meet and actually do knock off project, make progress and report on progress consistently.
Yep.
And I think to use a quote that I mentioned yesterday, it was that while of course not everybody from the steering committee can make every single meeting all the time, we're going to set a goal that basically says that if you have unexcused absence, if there are too many unexcused absences, then people on the steering committee should feel free to raise that flag up and in my case, although I'm not on the steering committee, in my case, if I don't see the kind of action and responsiveness and communication from the steering committee, I'll take that upstairs to the powers that be, saying this isn't working.
So it's going to work.
Packaging guidelines, yeah. Spot's going to start with Paul, and they're all going to have a good fun time, and I'm sure eventually, sometime in the near future, we'll see some good packaging guidelines.
Yeah,
it's hard to please everybody.
They'll swing by the asylum and I'll hand them something. You know, it'll work.
Close to me. Yeah, okay. External sites. There are some really good external sites out there. And we'd like to link to them. If you read Warren's blog recently, he talked about how we want to get end user support list to a forum. We could run our own forum, or we could link to an external forum. Either way, we don't know what our legal liability is, but we're going to find out. And we don't want to leave the external community that's already done a great job in the lurch. The website is going to be in CVS, so external contributors can update it without too much issue. We fixed some legacy terminology about what we're going to be providing. We only are going to be providing now, I think, Bugzilla and mailing lists. Everything else, we are not providing the legacy project. We have completely removed Fedora alternatives. So now we only have Fedora Core, Fedora Extras, and Fedora Legacy. So if you go to our terminology website now, it's changed. We're going to, because a lot of developers have try to leave or do things on IRC or talk to each other privately, or we don't want the Red Hat people to go back to the internal mailing list because of the noise. We're going to be creating a new Fedora-maintainers list. This will be read-only. It will be available in the Fedora-maintainers read-only for everybody else. But to get on the maintainers list, you should become a package maintainer at the very least, be it a core or an extras package. So only sane discussions will happen, and there won't be questions like
don't read me.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
At least you'll know the people who start the insane discussion.
Exactly. And if you start an insane discussion, we will tell you started one, and we'll tell you to keep quiet. Okay, and the other thing we're going to be talking about a lot is Fedora security. We're going to talk a bit more about security in Fedora.
Yeah. We're going to figure out how it is that we can figure out the burden of making sure that Fedora Extras doesn't become a dumping ground for patently insecure and insane stuff. And one of the things that we don't want to happen is for some guy to come along and dump package into Extras and then never touch it again, and no one's paying attention to it, and it turns out that it's riddled with security holes, and you install it, and you immediately make your box rootable by phone on Earth. And And so we need to have some kind of process that allows us to manage that risk to some degree. So this is an action item on there. Really more for us to formulate a plan around it, because it will be a resource intensive job if Extras is successful, and we want to plan for success, not failure. So if we have 500 or 5,000 or 50,000 packages in Extras, we need to have a plan that will allow us to make sure that those packages are not hideously insecure and unmaintained. But mostly hideously insecure is the big risk issue.
A good start is to have a time to live associated with each package and automatically color it if it's not refreshed with the meta interval.
That's nice.
Thank you.
At the same time, there are projects that basically are finished. And so just culling isn't necessarily always the right
answer. You know, even
So tech is being developed again?
There is going to be a place where you can send your suggestions to, which I will mention soon. Oh, look! Like now! We have the Fedora Extras Steering Committee, which we created yesterday. It's a mixture of Red Hat and community members, Red Hat people. And there will be a list so that you... There'll be a list for all these people, and you'll be able to communicate with them. So if you have ideas like having a time to live or anything else, or you have general issues, if you don't like the way this packaging guideline goes...
Leave me out of this, come on.
Or something similar, you can contact the steering committee through an interface that we set up. And the poor people that actually got voted to be on it were these people. So, know them. And
so let's call up the ones that are here.
Yeah.
Warren Tagami! Raise your hand. Christine Gafford. Greg. Seth. Enrico could not join us. Neither could Michael or Bill or Dan or Damien. Is that his name? And Bill. Dave. Jeremy, Spot, Jesse,
and Colin.
No!
Colin.
Okay.
The people that weren't there yesterday and are not on this continent, have you gotten agreement from them to be on the steering committee, or was it just assumed that they would want to be on
the
steering
committee?
We asked a few of them on IRC just now, and we got eyes from them. Yeah, I basically said you have.
This is provisional. Someone's
provisional.
Yeah. Well, so we figure 9 to 12 people's about right. That's 13.
So if one does drop out, it's okay. And thanks for Red Hat for hosting this the meeting, as well as FUTCON. Red Hat's paid for all of this. For all of you to come here and get good free talks.
Boston University sponsored almost everything.
Yes, they sponsored the location. They sponsored lots of food items today morning.
To make this perfectly clear, almost all of the nice, pretty stuff is thanks to BU. They've been totally awesome.
FUTCON.
And all the talking, that's us. So, thanks to us.
And Matt Miller pretty much organizes all by himself with all the help of his team. He stepped up when we needed a place, so give him a hand.
Woo!
Stand up!
Yeah!
Woo! Thank Jeff, Paul, Aaron, and Pam for helping out in various different ways that we can't even begin to describe.
Yes, another round of applause!
There are a whole bunch of people that came to yesterday's meeting that were invited. These were the people who were there, so these are the people that helped make up all these decisions, so big round of applause to them too. Because
or alternately, you can blame us.
Yeah.
I'll actually just stand up. We'll take the blame.
Yeah, so either a round of applause or blame us later when it fails. Right. Uh, I'm going to invite Spot up here for a moment to talk about how this thing really started, because Fedora has been represented at Boots before. The community has grown as well, and I think this might have been the best shot. This time at LW, we probably had a really good shot. Right?
Yeah.
So, come over here, Spot.
I just like camera time. I've been behind the camera all day, pretty much. So you know, we've been, ever since this was called Red Hat Linux Project, and you know, it was just something that we all thought would be a lot of fun to do. You know, there's been it's been an uphill battle, and everybody who's watched it has known that this is not an easy process. These things do not happen overnight, but we've come a long way in a relatively short period of time with what we have achieved. We have a stable distribution that is not a dumping ground for crap, as it was originally proposed many places. We have an extras that's sane and well-maintained for the most part, and we have a lot of community interest in the things that we're doing, and we know it's not perfect. And we've known it's not perfect for a long time, and I don't think it's ever going to be perfect. But, you know, what we can do is what we want to do, and the whole goal of creating a steering committee and doing these events and being at Linux Worlds is to talk to the community, is to talk to the user base, find out where we're doing things wrong, find out where we're doing things right, listening to you, getting your feedback, and the steering committee is basically, you know, it does a lot of things that need to be done procedurally, but the primary goal of it is to get feedback from other people, is to find out, you know, what do you want to do with Fedora? Where do you want Fedora to go? Because we're just, you know, we're just the people that are dumb enough to sign up to help doing this, you know, it's nothing without the users. If you create something that nobody uses, then it's worthless. And so, be patient with us, try not to flame us openly without talking to us first. We really do care, we really are not malicious, and we really want your help. And if you can come and, you know, help us, that's great. And if you just want to use and play, then that's great too. We need both. So these Linux Worlds, these trade shows, they're wonderful. And I think that, what are you waiting for?
And I just wanted to say that really what Spot is trying to say is that it's really basically nothing without people's help and people's feedback. And that the one thing that we should always keep in mind when, you know, communicating and trying to get things done is that talk is cheap, but dialogue is priceless. That's what you have to live by, especially when, you know, you're trying to tie people from all over the world together in order to get something done. So let's just keep that in mind as we work.
Wait a second. All this feel-good stuff doesn't answer the basic question.
What would be?
If I want to get a package into the distribution, who do I have to persuade?
This has been documented for about a month and a half now, to be honest.
For Fedora Extras.
Extras,
yeah. Packages from Extras have the possibility to go into core. It has to be an Extras first. Yeah. How that happens, that's up in the air.
Steering committee.
But the first step is to get your package in Extras.
And that is reasonably well documented, although that documentation may not be evident and people may not know it's there because they may have given up looking at the site. And those are issues that we'll be actually addressing very shortly.
Yeah. Get some PR.
Well, we want to do things right first and then get PR.
Okay.
Fix the problems and then get PR. Because we did it the other way around, that didn't work so good.
If anyone's interested, go to your project wiki.
FedoraProject.org.
Yeah, FedoraProject.org/wiki. Click on extras from the main page. There's an entry about how to get CES access that tells you how packages can go, and that's the process. It probably hasn't been documented well enough. It's hit a bunch of people's blog pages, hit a bunch of people's a bunch of links, especially the ones that I posted when we opened extras on the extras list. We wrote it all up then when extras first opened up.
So I don't think that how do I get a package into Fedora is the problem. Communicating everything about Fedora and the processes is the problem. And that's where we've been weak, and that's where we're improving.
Yeah. More questions? We'll answer them or attempt to answer them.
Does anyone want to go home after 8.5 hours? There's one. Oh, come on, what, you don't love us that much? 12!
I mean, I love you guys, so...
Oh.
I love you too!
You feel love. So that's what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Brief announcement.
Yes.
Relative to Greg's point, any of you who don't have to catch a plane but don't want to go home just yet, we can adjourn to a local pub. There are directions out here, and we may just cut it through the door. And under 21 are welcome as well.
Colin gets to go.
Yay!
You get to see people drinking.
Motion to close the panel discussion.
Second.
So I hope you had a good flight call.
Is coming.
There you go.
Hope you had a good flight call, and see you all on the list.
Thank you.
Thank you.